We have another guest on the line. You there, Jack?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm heading home from work, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Well, I figured you worked all the time anyway in this time of year.
Yeah, well, it's actually been kind of slow, but we're actually pretty busy. It's kind of scary. But the weather has been beautiful, but the economy's bad, but yet we're busy. I don't get it, but hey, life is good.
Well, the topic today is Father's Day, basically, which is next week. I know. Don't yell at me for that. But we're getting some quotes from guys on that, and you're a dad, so
yes, I am.
It's the perspective is two ways. I mean, of course, you know, people. John Schultz was talking about his dad, and but you're a father with two little girls, and of course, you're actually the namesake of our father, John Martin Pecos, and which, you know, that's a good thing to be, right, Junior?
Well, I don't know if it's a good thing to be a junior, but the namesake's okay. But actually, I was calling about my favorite father.
Really?
Yes, the guy that I decided that I could be a good dad to was not because of, you know, our dad, of course. You know, not your dad, but our dad.
Our dad. Well, yeah, that's true.
I always followed your footsteps. It's true. I mean, the reason I wanted to have kids is quite honestly because of the way you raised Jamie. And I saw all the trials and tribulations that you and Dana went through, and I figured, well, you know, if Kevin can do it, then I should be able to do it too. Because, as you know, our family was, you know, we kind of put the dis in dysfunction.
That's true.
And I was always, quite honestly, I was afraid of having kids, and I didn't want boys, and I'm grateful that I didn't have boys. I wanted girls, and God blessed me with two beautiful little girls. But the reason I wanted to have those children, Kevin, is because the way you were able to deal with all the trials and tribulations of raising Jamie.
That means a lot. Thank you.
And I'm dead serious. And my whole life, you know, I figured, you know, family is the most important thing we have.
Yep.
That was something that was not instilled to us by our family. But watching you and Dana and Jamie, and over the years, it's just given me the motivation and the strength that I need to go on. So of all the people out there, you are my favorite father.
Wow.
So
it's quite an honor.
And I hope I'm doing as well with my girls as you did with Jamie, who's you've done an amazing job.
Well, I know how you girls feel about you, so I think you're on the right track. It's you know, the greatest testimony in the world as a parent is to watch the children, and there's no question in my mind that Molly and Amber love their daddy and they treasure you. So that's not an accident. That's not something that you can make them say. It's not a yes, ma'am, or a yes, sir.
No, and I agree. But like I say, my inspiration was you, and wow. To this day, I still look up to you as my big brother. But you're the guy that gave me the strength to go forward, get married, and have children, and I am so grateful that, you know, you were there for me to make those decisions. Because I love my wife, and I definitely love my little girl.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing like being married.
No, it's definitely something, all right. And Barbara just turned 47 yesterday. So, you know, hey, life is good all the way around.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the things we have is the time with our kids. And I talked to... Over the years, I've had a lot of friends that were doctors and lawyers, professionals, and the one thing that they didn't do when they were in the start of their career, which is hectic. I mean, those are tough professions, but and a lot of these guys are on their second wives and their second families, and they're emphasizing that they're spending every spare moment with their kids this time around. They wish they had done it that the first time around, and they paid a terrible price, but they're doing it right because there is nothing like being a parent. On the planet. I mean, it is the greatest thing in the world.
I agree. I mean, it's definitely the one thing that I thoroughly enjoy. I'm glad I waited, you know. I was 32 when I got married, and we had Amber when I was 35 or 36, and I'm grateful that I waited because I got to enjoy. Now, I'm older now, of course. I'm close to retirement, but,
yeah.
You know, my daughter's still only going to go into eighth grade this year, but, you know, I truly love every minute I get to spend with them because it's just, it is the best thing in life.
It really is, and that's what you've transmitted to the girls, and you know, it's and it is good. You're these guys. Ironically, the guys I was talking about are same age as you, and their second families have become their first families. And every second, every moment that they don't have to be somewhere, they're with their children, and it's the greatest thing they've ever done. And every time I see them, they say this is, they wish they would have done it the first time, you know, now that their kids are grown up and have babies of their own. But you can't go back. That's the one, there's one rule you can't make with time, and you can never go back. And you can do, you can get forgiven. You can, I mean, you were there when Dad died, and I, in fact, you had one of the greatest experiences ever when you, right before he died, because you were joking with him, and I think you told him, well, he was at home, so it's what he wanted, and you happened to be there that night, and you asked him, what did you tell him? I mean, you tell it better than I do.
Well, actually, you know, the sad part is you were there too, and
yeah.
The part that really sucks is that he did it. You know, when he was dying, you know, he was breathing was erratic, and I asked him, I said, well, breathe if you love me, and he would breathe, and breathe if you think I'm your favorite, he would breathe, and then it got to the point to where, who do you love better, me or Kevin? He held his breath. So it's like, you know, he was there, but, you know, yeah, he got me, and, you know, just go ahead and rub that in my face, thanks.
Actually, I didn't mean for it to go that way, but...
Yeah, I know what you meant.
It's it is a shock, though. I mean, but to be there, you know, at the end, and to be there for him and with him, that, you know, that still was something. It's I know he tried the best he can, and when we found out later was how he was raised, and the fact that, I mean, you and I both didn't really know what he went through as a child growing up. But I never knew why he ate with his food, his arms around his plates the whole time,
right,
we were growing up, and
right,
until we found out about his life growing up and being thrown from home to home as an orphan. I mean, he literally was a child and holding his mother's hands on a bench in a snowstorm in Ohio when she died on the bench waiting to go into the hospital. And his father was already dead. I mean, we didn't know any of that. So considering what he went through, for him to keep us in church and keep us in taken care of as well as he did, and to have the forgiveness and the closure, and, you know, to be there at the end, that still was something that was good for both of us.
Well, it was, because he battled for the family throughout, and although he never told us, you know, it wasn't until really he was dying that he did tell us that, you know, he's the one that stayed with the family to keep the family together, and that is huge.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, when you're growing up and you don't realize that, excuse me, till he's dying, that when you're told that, hey, you know, I'm the one, you know, we always thought he wasn't the one, but, you know, like you say, you know, growing up as an orphan, working on the ore boat 16 on the Great Lakes. I mean, he did amazing things for us.
Yeah, he sure did.
He taught me to be a photographer, and you became a photographer. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, and you became a mechanically inclined person that works in a hot sun.
Yeah, you know, and I still think I was a better photographer at the time, but now you kill me, and, you know, I don't know. I just, yeah, Dad, while Dad was different, we were growing up, it was a different life, but in the end, when he was able to explain himself finally, it definitely made it easier to fathom, you know, how we were raised.
It makes it easier to go forward with our kids, too, because now we have that heritage to pass on and the sacrifice. And I mean, he wasn't the womanizer. He didn't drink. He wasn't crazy. He was just a good man doing the best he could with what he had in front of him, which was someone who was totally abandoned to love us as much as he did was still, when you think about it, is just totally shocking.
Yes, it was.
You know, so, and which is why it's easier now to love our kids and still be demanding of them, and you discipline your daughters well, but the discipline is always measured with love, and that's why I admire the job you're doing, and you and Barbara together make a great couple with the two girls, and I can't wait, though, because you got two really competitive girls, and their boys are starting to notice them. So that part, you're going to have fun with.
Yeah, but see, I was fortunate enough, because Amber just got her hair cut, and actually it's not a haircut that I really like, because she actually looks very much older. She's very attractive.
Yep.
I mean, to me, it's like, oh, my God, why did you do that? I like the pixie cut. But now she looks like a young woman. However, she did inform me yesterday that the boys still aren't looking at her the way she wants them to, so I'm very happy with that.
I still remember there's a trigger phrase that always gets you going, and it's ice sculptures.
Yes, well, you know, that's a long way away, and she's not dating until she's 40, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, Jamie promised me that when she was 3, that she wouldn't date until she's 35, and she lied. So here's the good part, though, and you're going to do it, too. I know you will, because you're going to have the time. you know that I went wherever she went. I went on all her field trips, and when she was in junior high and high school, I was her ride till she got her car, which I held off as long as possible. And, I mean, I was on campus to pick her up. I was always half hour early. I knew her friends, where they lived. I knew their addresses. I knew what they liked. You know, there's nothing better than being a, you know, a fly on a wall. And you're going to do it, too. I just can't wait.
Well, I already have. So, you know, again, you know, it goes back to what I said earlier. My hero, my father that I emulate is you.
Wow.
And, you know, quite honestly, Kevin, you are a great dad.
Thanks.
You're a great big brother. And I can say that, you know, wholeheartedly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I love you and Dana and Jamie and Jeremiah, but you are the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow.
And, you know, you've always been there for me, and I know you always will be there for me.
Yeah, well, so, I'm touched. That it really means a lot. It's awesome. And, you know, right back at you. I've always wanted to build things like you, too, but I can't.
No, but you try.
I do try. It's just that usually when I'm done working on them, I need to get you to come fix what I broke.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, you built a, you know, great dog run, and, you know, your water lines are told water, so that's all it is.
Except when to turn them on.
Well, yeah, just don't turn them on. That's the secret.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, you've got a great set of children there, and yeah. So we're getting ready. Actually, Dana's up in Flagstaff with Jamie and Jeremiah, and she was helping with the golf tournament for Flagstaff High School. Giving Jamie and Jay a hand, and the Buckleys were helping out with that as well.
Yeah, I wanted to go, but I had to work today, and Jeremiah basically called me everything, you know, but a normal person, because I couldn't go because I have to work. But because I really wanted to participate in that, because, you know, they got a good bunch of people up there, and he's trying to, you know, build a good football team.
Yeah, it's going to be a great program at Flag High. I mean, him and the staff is putting it together, the administration. They're getting a new turf in up there, and right now, Jamie's and Jeremiah are the parents of, what, four Huskies, five Huskies, and a Mastiff, so, and two Chihuahuas, so who knows?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call in to let you know that you are my hero, and I'm going to let you know my favorite Father's Day gift was what Amber gave me last year. She made me a crown, and she gave me a key to the king of my castle. So that's my favorite, and, you know, I've never gotten anything bad, so it doesn't really matter.
No, well, she gave Barbara the key. You can have the crown.
No, I got the key and the crown. Trust me, I have both.
Because your wife, just like mine, they're the kings of our castle, too.
No, she's the neck. The wife is the neck. She turns the head. I don't have anything to say. We all know that.
That's right. You can do whatever you want. You're in charge.
Exactly. Well, I just wanted to call and let you know that I love you.
I love you, too.
Your family, and thank you for helping me, you know, get my life the way it needs to go.
Wow. Well, appreciate it, Jack.
All right. Give him heck.
I will.
Take care, Kevin.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Who knew? I mean, wow. That's pretty cool. He did mention that about dad and stuff. And actually, I was going to talk a little bit about of that and how my father impacted what I'm doing in football, something I've been involved with for a very, very long time. It's like some people hunt and fish and play flag and football and softball and baseball and go places and do things. My entire family has been basically in football nonstop 24/7 for a long, long time. And that's all we do. We do it together pretty much night and day, every week, every day. And I'm pretty fortunate to have a family like that and to be surrounded by friends like that. But in the when we switch over to Arizona Sports Network after the 9 o'clock hour, I'm actually going to tell the story about my dad. And the story, the title of the story of the show is actually Fathers, Families, and Forgiveness, and a lot of great things happen. I know that Lavelle Edwards said one time that you can tell when a young man, he was a coach at BYU, you can tell the impact that a young man has had a family and the impact they've had on his life by the way the young man acts. There's nothing greater, more important to the development, the accomplishments of a especially young athlete than what the fathers and mothers can bring into their lives. So when we come back after the flip of the hour, we'll be talking sports for the whole night. We've got a lot going on. This has been Amazing Performances. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you in just a bit. Stay tuned.